Empty us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Mama, there's so much, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have a tendency of holding on to and carrying. There's so much, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we exalt and lift up higher than you. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now to help us on today to empty these things out. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to declutter ourselves, Lord, that we may be able, Father God, to exalt you and lift you up and give you what is due you. Oh God, forgive us, Father God, for putting any and everything before you, any and everybody before you, Father. Forgive us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for being so distracted by the cares of this world and this life that we do not give you what is due you, God. We don't tell you that we love you, God. Forgive us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for thinking and believing, Father God, that we can make it happen when we are absolutely nothing without you, God. Please forgive us today, Lord. Forgive us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for placing ourselves higher than we ought to, or thinking highly of ourselves, God. Lord, we're asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be so prideful and so bitter and hateful, God. We're asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be so selfish and greedy and only thinking about our own selves all the time, God. Benefiting from this or benefiting from that. That's the only way that I can do this or I will do that. Forgive us on today, Father God, for all the thoughts that we have in our mind towards one another, Lord, that is wicked and evil, Father God, in spite of us trying to be nice and kind. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to do things the way that you desire us to do, God, that we will not continually walk around and try to compete or think or believe that we have to be justified by our actions or what we do or how we do it, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be complete and whole inside of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not doing things our way all the time, thinking and believing that we know what is best, Lord. Forgive us on today, God, because we need your help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we cannot do it on our own, God. We keep on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, doing double-minded things and double-minded actions, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, to be stable inside of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That we may be able to have some solidity in our lives, Lord, and we won't be tossed to and fro, God, with every wind and doctrine and every conversation and every thought and what we see and what we hear discombobulate us, God, and cause us to fall into a place of despair, Lord, and even depression, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we empty out all these things and release all these things, Father God, that we have been carrying year after year and day after day, God. Help us on today, God, that we may be able to release these things unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because they easily beset us and they keep us in a place, Father God, where you don't want us to be. Oh God, help us on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to acknowledge these actions and these reactions that we always perform and practice in our lives, Lord, and we don't want to take accountability. Help us on today, Father God, to have that courage, Lord, to face these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to stumble and fall and slip down that slippery slope, because we want to be able to lift up a standard for you, God, but we cannot do it on our own because we keep on doing the same old stuff and acting the same old way over and over again. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to get past the old that we can enter into your new. Oh God, breathe on us, your people, this morning, God. Give us a fresh breath, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be stunted, Father God, and that we will continually grow in you naturally as well as spiritually, Father God. Bind up that spirit of competitiveness and even comparing ourselves with one another, God, because it only leads to jealousy and covetousness, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, and remove these things from our hearts, God. Uproot them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we could get into a place of being satisfied and simply content what you're doing in our lives and what you have already gifted us with, Lord. Hold on. Help us on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be so distracted, God, in what is coming next, Father God, because we may not even be able to see the next, because tomorrow is not promised, Lord. Help us on today, God, to be uplifted within our spirit on today, Lord, that we will not continually go and have a roller coaster ride, God, concerning a certain person or a certain individual, Lord. I'm asking you to release us from these strongholds, God, that's holding us in bondage, Father God, causing us to place and put any and everything in a boundary area, Father. Help us on today, Father God, not to be so territorial, God, not to put limits in us, on you, around us, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and seek you even the more, God, that you could direct us and instruct us, and then give us a heart of acceptance on today, God. Remove any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you, God. Remove any jealousy, envious, backbite, self-bearing, covetous, lavishes, malicious, and the vain hate. Any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, or perverted thinking. Remove that evil and wicked thought or even act. Remove that pride, that haughtiness, and even that daintiness. Remove that alter ego, that elitioko sana. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, God, to help us to be more humble, meek, and lowly, God, that we may be able to serve one another out of a pure and sincere heart of love, God. Oh Lord, you know exactly what we need, and you know how much of it that we need. Oh God, we are never satisfied, God. Your words say we satisfied with seeing or even your cosana. We have itching ears, God. Help us not to despise your word and your correction, God, but help us to cleave and embrace you even the more. Remove that spirit of lying and degradation and segregation and dishonesty, God, and study your cosia, yorobasi. And that thieving spirit, God. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's in here, the ones that come, God. Touch us all in our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are my nederoko shanederaka siya, that we may be able to receive the freedom in you, even in our minds, God. Touch the minds on today that the thoughts will not wander, God. Touch the hearts on today, Father God, that we may not have a hard heart and give us a heart of flesh, Lord. That everything that you say to stimulate some things, change some things, and rearrange some things, God, let your fire refine us today. Burn up all that stuff, Lord, that is not useful in your kingdom, God, because we want to be of use. We're making ourselves available unto you for your will, your purpose, and your plan, God, not what we design and what we want, because it never works out for us. We admit it, God. We confess it, Lord. Oh God, give us a heart of love on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We need it. Father, absolutions and forgiveness. So today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you'll go see. For you said, Lord, that if we got a heart against one another, we ought to go to them, God. But we hold on to stuff that we lied to ourselves about concerning that individual, God. Help us to see your truth and the reality and actuality of it all, God. Bind and rebuke all delusions and illusions on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your truth. Because only your truth can make us free. The truth of it all, God. The truth of the whole matter, God. Let us not continue to wipe it up, go shunned it like I see. Let us not continue to wipe it to the side and try to shine the outside when the inside, Lord, is corrupt and is rotten. Help us, God, to be real and to be true and to be honest and hold your body. Help us, Lord, he called it a beautiful thing, to resist the devil, God. And he may flee, gotta flee, God. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Because we can't do it on our own because there's so much stuff that has happened and so many things we have experienced and so many things that has been said. So much that has been done, God. Help us, Father God, to get your conceit out now, Lord. That they may be purified, our thoughts may be pure, God. I pray you go see that we will heal my mind and all that it'll go see. That we will be so negative, God. Because you are a God of succession, Lord. There's no failure in you, God. We know you are cool, son. You know what? We want nothing more than you, God. Nothing more than you. I don't go see. I don't go shine. I don't see. Oh, God. Complete the work that you begun inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know that you are the reason for it all. It's not absolutely nothing that they have done on their own. No school that they went to, they could teach them, God. There's absolutely no degrees or certificates that they could even obtain, God. Oh, God, let your people know, Father God, that you are the one to regulate the minds, Lord. Let us not be so prideful and dainty, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, let your spirit fulfill us on today, God. Let your glory train be in this place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go down each and every last one of these people, God. Restore the hope into your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And remove that biakasio kona mirukosi, that resentment and bitterness, Father God, that has been caged down in the inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be accusers, God, and backbiters and gossipers and pointing the finger and wagging the heads, judging and opinionizing. Help us, Lord. Help us to see through your spiritual lenses, God, that we may be able to simply understand and not fall victim or even become victimized. Help us, God. Oh, God. I'm asking you to do it for us on today, Father God. He called it a little. Oh, God. I'm making my petition known, God. I'm standing in the gap for you, people. these prayers, God. Oh, Mama, help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, all week, the Lord has been talking to me. And ministering to me about us as people and the things that we carry down in the inside of our hearts. See, what we need to understand, and recognize on today is that there's going to be several things and several situations and several concerns that we have in our lives that is going to try to alter our thoughts. These thoughts that we have inside of our minds can be good thoughts, or they could be evil thoughts. They could be negative thoughts, or they could be positive thoughts. They could be thoughts of love, or they could be thoughts of hate. They could be thoughts of resentment, or they could be thoughts of admiration. It does not matter. Our thoughts and words, it's certain words that can be spoken to us, even in conversation, that would trigger some things down in the inside of us and our thoughts. It's some conversations that we can have that can be troubling to us, that can trigger our thoughts, and we get distracted and we go off to the left when we still should be standing in position. We go off to the right when we still should be standing still. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of allowing our experiences to alter even our actions and reactions towards somebody else. It's so many times in our lives that we allow these challenges to dictate how we're going to act or react towards people in our lives. Because these things puts us in a place of being opinionistic. These things puts us in a place of being misconstrued, or what we say, misunderstanding. These things have a tendency of putting us down into a place where we don't just get opinionistic and get misunderstood, but we go into a place of judging because of what was said or what was did, and our thoughts has been quote unquote altered from what we thought, what we believed, or even the major thing, what we expected. See, this is what hinders us into having boundaries with one another. This is what causes us to put boundaries on one another. It could be in a marriage, it could be in a relationship, it could be in a friendship, it could be on your job, it could be sister brother relationship, it could be cousin auntie. It does not matter. We as people have a tendency of not looking through our spiritual lenses, but we look through our natural lenses, and it hinders us from being free. Where? In our thoughts. The name of the sermon today is Mercy's Grace. Mercy's Grace. We as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that this person don't think about me, and that person don't think about me, and this person don't love me, and they used to do this, and they don't do this no more, and they used to say this, and they treat me this way, and they treat me that way, and they treat this person this way, and they treat that person that way, and this is going on, and that is going on, and people just don't understand. So then we want to put ourselves in a place of being alone. We degraded and segregated, and then we get to saying, now we're saying this, don't nobody call me, and don't nobody talk to me. I don't do nothing with nobody, or I this and I that and I this and I. So now there's boundaries. Now mind you, you saying all these things to yourself and even opening, you the one that's putting the boundary. It's not actually nobody else that's putting that boundary. We put boundaries on our own selves because we think we're protecting ourselves. We think that we got ourselves in a safe place. So if I don't let this person in, then I ain't got to worry about them hurting me. If I don't let this person be around me, I don't be around this person like I used to, then I ain't got to worry about experiencing what I did. Guess what? You're going to experience it anyway. It ain't got to be with them, but it's going to be with somebody. Believe that. So if I don't act like this, or if I just be quiet and don't say nothing and I just suppress it and keep it all in, then I know, no. You're still putting that boundary. You're putting that boundary around you again. You building yourself a fortress around you, brick by brick, mortar by mortar. And by the time you get to the top, you can't see over it. Can't nobody get in, and neither can you get out. Not even God. Because you done put that boundary. You put that boundary around you because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get disappointed. I'm always used to being by myself anyway. Or people always do me like that. Or I'm always getting treated like that. Or this always happened to me. Okay, so now you still got that boundary and that limitation that you has placed on this person or that person or this person or that. We got to remove the limits. We got to remove these boundaries. We got to remove these things so that we will not stay in that place of unforgiveness. Again, the name of the sermon is Mercy's Grace. Mercy's Grace. We want God to forgive us. We want God to show us mercy, because he said, I'm going to give you brand new mercy every day. We want God to show us this. We want God to do this. We want God to stop this. We constantly want him to do something for us. When he already gave us mercy. He already gave us grace, something that we did not understand. But what we don't understand is what it really means to have it. Do we have it to some or towards certain people? Now listen to me when I say, because there's some people that is even under the dirt that we still ain't forgave. We still have not let go of some things. We still have not even faced them because they did. We don't think we're supposed to talk about it. It could be to a friend. It could be to an enemy. It could be towards it. It could be towards anybody. It could be somebody most closest to you. But you don't want to address that thing. And then when it is addressed, it causes all kind of chaos. It causes all kind of chaos because first and foremost, we do not want to simply take accountability for absolutely nothing. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, please make sure y'all got some, because y'all gonna have to be writing down some stuff as the Lord talk. Mercy's grace. And what is mercy? It's kind, it's gentle, it's compassionate treatment, especially towards someone who is undeserving of it. It's compassionate treatment of those in distress. I'm saying it again. What is mercy? Kind, gentle, or compassionate treatment, especially towards someone who is undeserving of it. So you do not deserve for me to be kind to you because you've always been ugly and disrespectful to me. You do not deserve for me to be nice to you or even help you or even do anything for you because of what you did, what you said, and you ain't even apologized about that mess. But God said we supposed to have mercy. In spite of what you said, what you did, how you acted, how you treated me, and even lied on me. I'm supposed to have mercy on you. I'm still supposed to be kind to you. I'm still supposed to have compassion and be gentle towards you. But do we really do it? Oh, we do it because the Bible says so. Or we do it because we know it's right. But are you doing it out of the pureness of your heart for real, for real? I'm talking about removing that mask, taking off that chameleon suit. Stop pretending and please don't be fake. I'm talking about the real deal. I'm talking about facing some things that's all the way down, deep down in the inside that you have even experienced even in your childhood, and you trying to release these things. I'm not approaching you about this stuff because I want you to get mad or I'm accusing you of pointing the finger, because ain't none of us got no room for to do that. But I'm doing it because I want to understand why I feel the way I do, all because of the way that I was treated or the way that I thought I was treated, when in actuality it ain't even you trying to find out or understand why you feeling like that. Is all your perspective. Our perspective messes us up and we confuse it with our feelings. Nope, you just emotional. See, it's two things that you can do. You can have feelings that you cannot change or stop, and you can have emotions that you can change and you can control them. Are y'all following me today? I hope I'm losing nobody. What is grace? It's the quality or state of being considerate or thoughtful. It's a disposition to or an act or instance of kindness, courtesy, or clemency. How many times we gonna forgive somebody? That's their grace. That's their grace. I'm gonna be considerate and I'm gonna give them clemency. What is clemency? Clemency is when you actually let it go. You actually, oh, okay, it's been justified. Have it really been just? Sometimes you got to forgive the unjustifiable thing that ain't got no excuse. You ain't got no excuse for what you said or what you did. But I'm going to give you cleanse. And I'm going to be for real about it. What is grace? It's unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification. It's a virtue coming from God. Now, I gave y'all them other definitions first so that you can understand that you can't do it on your own. Let me tell you why. Because we are not like God. So we need God to help us. God says that he will forgive us our sins and throw them in a sea of forgetfulness. We can't forget even though we try to forgive. It's hard to forget. So we need God to show us some grace and give us some assistance in trying to forget that thing. Because if listen, it's hard to forget when people do something to you that causes you to have pain, P-A-N-G. I ain't talking about P-A-I-N, because P-A-I-N is pain we can feel all the time. But P-A-N-G is a stinging, piercing pain. It's a pain that'll bring you all the way down to your knees, baby, at the very thought of it. It's the kind of pain that make you cry when you talk about it. It's the kind of pain that make you angry when you think about it. We're talking about that kind of pain. So we need God to help us to get past these things. So how can I get past these things? You say have mercy and have grace. Okay, God. Now, that's going to be kind of hard for me, because how can I have mercy and have grace, and I ain't even forgave the folk and the people? I'm just being real. I got to forgive the folk and the people before I can even have that grace or even have that mercy. I got to be able to forgive the folk and the people before I can even say a certain other thing or even act a certain other way. I got to be able to forgive. But how easy is it to forgive, especially when it's from a loved one or somebody that's real close to you or somebody that you know or somebody that you thought you knew? Because sometimes these thoughts causes us yet again to be messed up. Sometimes these thoughts are put us in a place that have us where we don't know how to forgive, or we can't forgive, or it's hard to forgive. We're talking about these thoughts, y'all. He had me praying about that. So let's go to the book of Luke. Let's go to the book of Luke. We're going to go to book of Luke, chapter 6. We don't want to give nothing. To forgive, don't you know you're giving something? You giving your own self freedom, first of all. To forgive, don't you know you're giving something? You're giving clemency. I'm going to try to break it down the way that he broke it down to me so that y'all can really get it today. We're going to Luke chapter 6. And we're going to start at verse 30. He was talking about that selfishness that we have. All this stuff. Listen. We can be selfish with ourselves and put boundaries around our own selves. Don't you know that? You can love a person and then put a boundary and limitations on how much love you're going to give or how much you're going to show or how much you're going to allow to be dispersed. We're talking about mercy's grace on today. How you know that person don't need that love that you're trying to put a boundary on? Because first and foremost, you putting a boundary on it because you think and believe that they ain't loving me like that, so I ain't going to love them like that. They limiting what they do, so I'm going to limit mine too. How you know they don't need it so that they can be able to learn? See, sometimes people got to learn how to love. Sometimes people got to learn how to give in order to accept. Sometimes people got to let go of some things or ways that they used to act so that they can receive. Some people don't know how to do it, but they think they do. And especially the older we get. Can't nobody tell us nothing. That's a lie from the pit. Please tell me something because I need some help. I'm not finna pretend or act like I got it all together. And I don't. Yeah, I get mad just like anybody else. I'm going to say it again. I'm human. I can forgive you, but it's hard to forget some things. And even in me not forgetting that thing, I'm not going to hold it against you. But I'm going to help you to remember some things so that you can recognize some things and you can be more mindful of it. I'm not telling you or bringing this back up because I didn't forgive you. But I'm telling you and bringing this thing back up that you can be more mindful, that you won't have no regrets, you can forgive yourself, and we can continue to move on, and we won't make that mistake no more. Because it ain't just you that did it. It ain't just you. The first scripture. Give to every man that asks of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. We always in expectation for something. I'm going to try not to get ahead of myself. And as ye would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. So you want people to be friendly to you. Don't you know you got to show yourself to be friendly? The Bible says so. You want people to love you. Don't you know you got to show love and give love? You want people to greet you with joy and happiness and insight. Don't you know you got to do it to somebody else? You want somebody to be kind and nice to you. Don't you know you got to be kind and nice to folk? Give. Give it. Why you won't give it, but you want to receive it? And so since you're not receiving it, you think that you are set apart or don't nobody love you or don't nobody like you because they don't do me like they do you or they don't treat me like you. Well, what are you giving? What are you giving? The Bible clearly says what you give, you will get. It's that's the rule of it. What you give it, if you give this evil, you're going to receive evil. If you give attitude and bitterness, people going to have attitude and bitterness towards you. If you get, it's what you give is what you get. Seriously. If you selfish and only think about yourself and ain't got no compassion about somebody, but you only give it because you think or believe you could benefit from it, then guess what? That's what you're going to get. What are you going to get in return? If you helping somebody or having that compassion, we're talking about mercy's grace here, are you having that compassion, what are you going to expect something in return? You know already they ain't got nothing. So even when they do, he said, well, let me borrow this. Can I borrow this? Yeah, you can borrow it. And then when it's time for them to give it back to you and they get ready to give it back to you, what's wrong with being like, okay, go ahead, don't worry about it. Because they say borrow, they ain't say give. What that mean? Where's that compassion? Where's that mercy? Because you already know they're in a place of struggle. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't have never came to you in the beginning. Because how prideful are we in not asking folk for stuff? We'll rather go without before we ask somebody. Or we'll make insinuations or have a conversation, throwing out little hints and just flat out saying, would you or could you? That's us as people, and that's real talk. We don't want to just say it. But then we'll say certain other things and make it feel as if you should, because I did this for you. Or, you know, they should want to do this for me because I went out to wait for them. Or if you did it, you did it out the kindness of your heart. So why are you bringing up what you did? You make me feel as if I'm obligated to do something for you because you did this for me. So then, here it go right here. We put that boundary around us again. I'm not going to ask that for showing for something. I ain't fit to do I'm good, so I'm just going to get it by any means necessary. Then that's when we get to sinning to get what we want or what we think we need. When we ain't even have to do that. I keep telling y'all, we need one another. We do. Because sometimes it's going to be a plentiful season, and then you're going to have a dry season. Sometimes you're going to be in a season of joy, then you're going to be in a season of sadness. We need one another. Give to every man an access of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank ye have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. That I just explained all that. But love ye your enemies and do good. How is it easy for us to love our enemies? Because let me tell you something. If we get to lending and borrowing stuff to people and they don't give it back to us when they say, or either they come up with an excuse, then they became our enemy. Or how about I ask you for something and I done did this and I done did that and then you always telling me no, then guess what? You my enemy now. Or how about if you are a relative of my husband, my wife, my brother, my sister, my mama, my daddy, and then come on, y'all. Some folk ain't even talking and speaking today, and they relatives are because of foolishness. And that's real talk. Because of what? We ain't got no mercy's grace for one another. We don't. We ain't got no mercy's grace because it's all about me and mine, my little circle, my little people, the ones that's around me, the ones that we ain't got no mercy's grace around one another. Listen to this. But love ye your enemies and do good. What is good? It's a state of doing well, especially in relations to one's happiness or success. How many times you want to see somebody succeed? We don't even want to see one another succeed because it provokes jealousy and covetousness, and we want it or we can't get it or we can't have it. Now we acting funny style and we can't even rejoice with them that rejoice. I want you to get any and everything that you can and possibly need. Because if I'm rejoicing for you, I don't know what residue going to tweak on down to me, and I'm going to get some of it. I can't rejoice from you. I'm a fake guy. I got a mask on. And I'm so happy for you. As soon as you turn your head. Because you want what I got. Now, why you want what I got? You don't even know what I had to do, what I went through, when I went through, how long I've been going through. You don't even know, but what you do know is that I got. Why you just can't rejoice with me? Come on, come enjoy it with me. What's wrong with that? We're talking about mercy's grace today. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend. To lend is to give the assistance or support of. What I just read, not expecting nothing in return. So if you don't give it back to me, it's okay. It's okay. I ain't gonna even ask you for it back. If you ask, a lot of times, and I have experienced this, and I know y'all have too. You can give, somebody can call you and ask you to borrow something, and then you give it to them, and they say they're gonna give it back to you a certain day. And it could be anything. It ain't necessarily gotta be money, y'all. And then when they don't give it to you, they try to avoid you, or you ain't too. You ain't even gotta avoid me. I don't even want it back. We don't know what people gonna say or how they gonna say. Don't even worry about it, because when you came to me and you asked me for that thing, and it could have been just a fingernail polish. It could be anything. It ain't necessarily gotta be money. How about you lend me your ear or your shoulder? And then when you going through something or whatever, and then you call me, and at that moment I may be busy and such and such and such and such, I can't lend you my ear or my shoulder because I'm in the midst of doing something, or I can't do it right now. I don't want you to look at me funny or cockeyed, or your perspective change towards me. And then there's boundaries. Now you're my enemy. Now you see, we got to pay attention to all these little bitty things, because God is not just talking about money. He ain't talking about substances. He's talking about what's down in the inside of us. Can we just lend somebody a hug? Because you don't know, some people, you just got to walk up to them and be like, give me a hug. And they may have needed a hug. Not knowing. If the Lord puts something on your heart, just do it. We lending this stuff. We don't own none of this stuff, y'all. None of it. It don't even belong to us. He just want to see if we're going to be a good steward even with our own selves. Can we be a good steward even with our own selves? But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. Talking about God. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Because sometimes people ain't even grateful or thankful for absolutely nothing that you do to them. They have a tendency of getting amnesia and forgetting everything that you done, all the sacrifices you done made, all the hoops and things that you done jumped over just for them. But God say he is merciful to the unthankful and to the evil. We talking about that one that thinking evil of you when you bend over backwards for them, baby. We talking about that one that resent you when all you ever tried to do was help them to what? Succeed. Naturally or spiritually. The unthankful and the evil. Merciful. We talking about mercy's grace. Can we have that kind of mercy and grace towards one another? Is it hard? Is it hard for us to forgive that person? The Bible says that we supposed to forgive 70 times, 70 times, 70. We can't even forgive once. Once. Or either we got our picks on who we could forgive. Because that person could do the same thing to me that person did. But I forgive that one, but I don't like that one. And they all did the same thing. Why is the same thing keep happening and same thing? Because God is trying to teach you something. So what is he trying to teach me? Ask him. Because everybody learning in a different area, and we can all be going through the exact same thing at the exact same time. He trying to teach us all something. He taught me something over the weekend. He taught me something over this week. It's a scripture in the Bible that says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Now, we take that scripture and we think and believe that it's just talking about sex. Or it's talking about, you know, that, ooh, we think of evil and I want to get that get back. I want that back. No, it goes just a little bit deeper than that. It could be even in conversation. In conversation, you can resist the devil and he will flee. We cannot get a devil room to enter in and cause chaos in our lives. How? Through conversation. We could be in a conversation, and in the midst conversation, I may not agree with what you're saying, or you may be acting a certain type of way. You may be in a place of rage or even anger. And I'm going to resist to be in a place of rage and anger. And in the midst of me resisting it because you doing it or you acting some type of way, guess what? The devil going to leave. He cannot stay in that place. He can't, because I'm resisting it. So don't argue back with nobody, y'all. Because the devil got to go. Don't give him no room to enter into your conversations. If that person already got evil and the devil inside of them, spirits, because the devil is a spirit just like God is, let them get it all out. Be kind. Be nice. The devil gonna have to go. Because the devil don't want us to be in a place of peace. He wants us to be in a place of chaos. So if we in that place of chaos, then guess what? He like, oh, I got him now. Let me go on to the next person. Let me go on to the... It'd be like a domino effect. And now we in a place of struggle and boundaries inside of our mind. How? Because we put by... You know what? I'm just not going to say nothing. I'm just not going to do this. Or we get to thinking negative. They never do this. They never do that. They always say this. They always say... It just be a mess. We get to wandering around in our mind and our thoughts, and it prevents us from what? Having mercy or grace. When we see these things, can we have mercy and grace on one another in the midst of it? And have that compassion? Because 90% of the time, it ain't even them. It's a spirit that's inside of them. And why does that spirit keep coming and keep going? Because the Bible says so. When he cleaned out the house, they want to return back to it. So they want to go back to that familiar place. And when they come back to that familiar place, stop inviting them in. Stop saying, come on in. That's just like everybody in here done watched a vampire movie before. When a vampire come to your door, your window, whatever, he trying to persuade you to let him in. If you don't let him in, he can't mess with you and he can't touch this. It's the same way with the devil. You got to not invite him in. So how do I do that? Don't entertain a negative thought. Don't entertain that they said that offended me. Why did it offend you though? Was it an offense because it was true? Or was it an offense because they're trying to trigger something in you? Why is it offended? Stop letting everything offend you. And how can I do that? Stop taking everything so personal. We take everything so personal until we can't have mercy and grace on one another. We can't even see how we can do it. How can I have mercy and grace on you or whatever when you keep doing this and you keep doing that? Because that really ain't you. I'm not looking at you through my natural eyes. I'm looking at you through my spiritual eyes. I'm going to use my spirituality to deal with you, because if I do it naturally, I'll probably be in jail or hell. I'll probably say or do something I regret. I probably act the way that I got to go and hide because I'm going, the police looking for me. I probably do or say something that I'm even ashamed and embarrassed about. I probably do and say something that may even cause me to do even worse. Listen to this. I probably say and do something that'll cause my pride to prevent me from saying, could you forgive me? I'm sorry, I was wrong. You see what I'm saying? It just goes on and on and on. We have to get to a place or to a point. Let me finish up. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. But be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not. That's where it come in at. How can I have mercy on you when I'm thinking evil about the thing that you offended me about? Your offense has caused me to consider some things in my mind. It caused me to reason with that offense. And so that offense has caused me to point the finger, wag my head, and judge you because of what I see. I see you do this for them, but you won't do it for me. I see you act like that towards them, but you don't act like that towards me. I see you love them more than you love me. I say it causes you to start judging. It causes you to start judging because of what you see. But do you really see what you see? It's all your perspective. Your perspective makes your vision becomes delusional or illusional. And that's just real talk, y'all. I'm telling y'all what he gave me. This is the stuff that he gave me that puts us in that place where we don't want to have mercy and grace on one another. And what is mercy? It's being kind, gentle, compassionate treatment, especially towards someone who is undeserving of it. How I'm going to have mercy on you when you don't even deserve it. Boy, goodbye. What is grace? It's the quality of state of being considerate of thought. I ain't trying to think. I ain't think thought. For that. Please. Out of all the stuff you done did to me? We got to learn how to be more merciful and have grace towards one another because we expect it from God. We expect him to have mercy from us when we willfully, openly, and knowingly sin. Oh, he know my heart. Oh, we got that. That's what we say. He know my heart, and I know he's going to forgive me. Yeah, he know your heart. That's why he keep on telling you that it's deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? You don't know it, but he do. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not. What is judge? It's to form an opinion or reach a conclusion through reasoning and information. How you going to come to a conclusion about something that you delusional about? How you going to reason about something in your own mind when you having illusions? How? What is condemn? Condemn is to declare to be morally wrong or evil. It's to pronounce guilty. How are you going to condemn yourself as well as somebody else? So you judging and you condemning? So what is you doing? You pointing the finger and you wagging the head, thinking and believing that they are wrong when in actuality it's your thoughts that's wrong. It's your perspective that's wrong. It's your reasoning that's wrong. It's the conclusion that you done came up with that is wrong. For real, for real. Judge not and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. What is to forgive? It's to cease to feel resentment against an offender. So you can't resent me because I offended you. Why did I offend you? I went through all that already. Think about it. It's to cease to having feelings of anger or bitterness towards one another. It's to dismiss as of little importance. We don't think it's little. I'd be like, it ain't even a big deal. It ain't even all big. Well, it's a big deal to me. It ain't that serious. It is to me. Well, you know what? It is because you're delusional. Because of your reasoning about what was said that offended you, and your reasoning has caused you to be resentful and angry because you ain't getting your way. You can't say what you want to say. You can't do what you want to do. You can't act the way you want to act. So it's causing you to judge and point the finger. Oh, you always do this, or you always act like that, or I never can do this, and I never, no. That's what you think. That's your perspective. So in the midst of all that, can I still have mercy on you? Yeah, I can have mercy and have grace on you because the Bible declares that when you get to that place, that means that you are lost and the enemy has blinded you. So you can't see the truth. And if you can't see the truth, that means you can't accept the truth. And if you can't accept the truth, you still got your boundaries, your limits, and your territorial, and can't nobody tell you nothing because you believe this and you believe that. So guess what? I'm gonna let you reason with yourself. I'm not gonna get a room enemy because there's nothing I can say, nothing I can do. I can't convince you because you know. And that's your opinion. So, okay. I gotta have mercy and grace on you, even though you don't deserve it because of what you said from your own reasoning, what you did from your own reasoning, how you acted from your own reasoning. But I'm not gonna get a devil room because I'm gonna be kind still. And I'm gonna do it for real. I'm gonna do it for real. I may even laugh at you. And what is that? That's just throwing, why are you laughing? That's just throwing fuel on the fire. You're trying to provoke me, and no, I'm not. I ain't even laughing at you. I'm laughing at the spirit inside of you, but your perspective can't even see it, ain't you? Now, how many times I done told y'all, sometimes we got to gather ourselves in anger because we lose ourselves. And then when it's all over with, we sit back and we be like, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. I know me. I guess I'm the only one that need to practice mercy and grace. I guess I am. I can't help but to keep it real about me. For real, for real. Give and it shall be given unto you. This is what I'm talking about. We got to do it. Judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Sometimes you have to go to a person and confess your fault. You know what? I'm sorry for doing you the way I did you. I know I should not have said that or did that. And you got to be specific about it. Please forgive me. Don't go to that person talking about, I said that because you said this and I did that because that's not a confession. You still accusing, you still pointing the finger, and you still wagging the head. You still got your opinion and causing you to judge them. You judging them so that they won't have to judge you. I did that because you did this. No, you did that because you chose to. Because I could have resisted the devil. I ain't even have to feed into your mess. I could have stopped myself from calling you that imbecile. You know, I'm so silly. Okay, you know what? Y'all know the words we say to people in fall. Y'all know the words we want to say. Let me tell you something. I ain't cussed in so many years. But do you know that you can cuss somebody out spiritually? So let me tell you what happened one time, and the Lord told me I was cussing. So this individual was saying something to me, and when they said it, I got offended. I looked at that joke. I said, who do you think you is, you uncircumcised Philistine? The Lord said, why you cussing? I said, I'm just gonna spiritually cuss out folk. You ain't nothing but a wretch undone. Now all this stuff is in the Bible. Come on, y'all. The Lord said, why you gonna cuss them out? I said, Lord, I wasn't cussing out. He said, you did. You took every word I wrote and turned it around and perverted my word to make yourself look justifiable. You're cussing. I say, y'all know I had to call and say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for cussing you out. Well, you ain't cussing me out. Yes, I did when I called you an uncircumcised wretch, Philistine, you imbecile, every name that was written in there that I thought could have offended them, because I was offended. But my reasoning, what I was reasoning, I sinned in my reasoning. The Bible say you can get angry, but sin. I sinned in my reasoning because how my thought was? I thought I was still being nice. No, you was being nasty. I'm just saying, I'm talking about me. I'm just saying. I wasn't merciful and I wasn't showing no grace because I was looking at it through my perspective. What I thought. The Bible say, give and it shall be given unto you. So I'm going to give as much mercy as I possibly can when somebody has or is doing me wrong. I'm going to give as much grace as I possibly can because I'm going to consider my own self when God is showing me that grace and that mercy. Because I know I don't have it together. I don't. If I did, I wouldn't still be here in this world. I don't. I have not obtained. I have not got to that place or to that point where I can completely and totally turn the other cheek. You understand what I'm saying? People have hit me, they have pushed me, they have forced me, and I never did try to hit, push, or force, or do anything back. I just looked at them and said, don't provoke me. But I still had that thought. Was that mercy and grace? No, that was... What? That was putting that body under subjection. That was putting that attitude under. Because how many times we done said it and even teach our children, they hit you, you better hit them back. You better defend yourself. Don't you let nobody hurt you. Don't you such and such and such and such. You know? You see what I'm saying? Is we showing mercy and grace as we should? The last scripture. Give and it shall be given unto you. So I'm going to give that mercy. I'm going to give that grace. I'm not going to be offended by everything. I'm going to try to understand everything. He said, if I do, it's going to be given unto me in good measure. Good man. What is measure? It's an adequate or due portion. It's an action plan or taken to achieve a desired result. So it's going to be measured according to what I give. So if I give big and give a lot, it's going to be measured for me big and a lot. You. Okay, listen to this part. Press down. When you're trying to stuff something somewhere, don't you press it to put more in there? So the more that I give, I'm going to get a little extra because it's getting pressed down, right? Listen to this part. This is the part that got me. Listen. Press down and shake it together. How many times you put something in a jar and you shake it to make sure all the holes is filled up? So not only is it going to be pressed down, it's going to be shaken so that it can, let me say this, settle. See, sometimes we want some things to settle. Press down. No, first, in good measure. So that's that abundance. That abundance is going to be pressed down. So some more can be added. Then it's going to be shaken together. And then, what about that more than enough? It say, and running over. Running over. So it's going to be more than enough. Shall men give into your mouth. So I'm going to receive. So the more that I show love, the more that I'm going to get in a good measure. Press down, shaking together, running. The more people. I remember I asked the Lord. When I said, Lord, why every time this and every time that? I said, then everybody just want to start hating me all of a sudden. And the Lord broke out and told me. He said, every one person that hates you, I'm going to give you five that's going to love you. Baby, I went into a shock. Because I know what I give. The more you give, the more help you give, the more help you're going to get. You could give advice. You could give that. You could get, that shoulder, that ear, that the more compassion that you give, the more compassion you're going to receive. The more forgiveness that you give, the more you're going to be forgiven. Now, mind you, I ain't talking about just what people on the earth. I'm talking about what God going to give to you. Because he said when you do these things, I just read it. He said your reward going to be what? Great. and you gonna be my kid. You are mine. And if your earthly father give you good gifts, what more do you think I'm gonna give you? Because all mine is perfect and good. You see what I'm saying? So we have to learn how to have that mercy's grace towards one another, even in conversation. When you having a conversation with somebody, let me just finish this scripture. He said, given it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give it to your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, mean what you give to people, with it shall be measured to you again. I just said all that. So let me sit up here and tell you something. We have to be more kind to one another. We have to learn how to have more mercy's grace towards one another. Because other people's perspective may not be like your perspective. So have mercy on them. Have compassion on them. Give them a little bit more grace. And when you in conversation with them and they acting or they saying this and that, and you trying to, I just keep hearing, Nicole, listen, everybody ain't gonna think logically like you, baby. Stop trying to waste your breath and worry your pretty little head. Because even though you try to explain it and got the evidence and show them, they're not gonna get it. They're not gonna get it. The kids that you work with act more logical than the people with the regular senses sometimes, baby. I'm sick. Did you hear what I say? I went to school to be a psychologist. Listen to me. The folk that went to school, my son, psychologist, he went to, when I went in there and I sat down and I was with him in one of his sessions, the Lord got to telling me, he said, she need counseling. The psychologist, that's what he said. He said, she need counseling because she be holding in so much stuff and so much, and so when the people come in here and she start talking to them or whatever, she literally drifts off because her own mind is not in a place of stability. Now listen to this. In the midst of him telling me that, my reasoning started to judge her. It took me to a place of judging. My reasoning gave me an opinion in my mind and in my heart. He don't need to be going to see her because she crazy her own self. Now I'm telling you, this is a real life story. I'm talking about me and what I experienced myself. My justification. That, and then the next time we went, I said, I'm going in there with you again. And so when I went in the inside of there with him again, now my son full grown, when I went in there with him again, she said, this is what she said to me, it just blew me. She said, this is going to be your last time seeing me. She said, because I got to get out of this field because it's taking a toll on me. Just like that. Now, mind you, why did it happen like that? For one, the Lord wanted me to see what he was telling me was true. Secondly, he wanted me to understand, stop judging folk. Stop giving your opinion because of your perspective. What you see or what you heard. What you heard me tell you caused you to form an opinion about something or someone that you really don't even understand. Where's your mercy? Just like you got mercy on your son, why not have mercy on her? But are y'all following me? We got to have mercy and grace on one another. Because everybody's perspective or their reasoning is not going to be like ours. And sometimes you got to just go ahead and let them say what they got to say and then be okay. Don't judge them because of their perspective or their reasoning. Pray for them that God can help them to understand some things. Because when we lean to our own understanding, we all messed up from the floor, baby. We take it all to a whole nother level. And it ain't even worth it. It ain't worth our sanity. It ain't worth our sanity. Why? Because it becomes a strain on our brain. Because we can't stop thinking about it. And then them thoughts start wandering. Now we wandering, bumping all up into stuff. We don't even know how to approach it next. We don't even know what to do next. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, please. I want y'all to write down any and everybody, any and every situation, they name, that whatever it is that is hard for you to forgive. Whatever it is that's hard for you to forgive, that person, that situation, that circumstance or whatever, I want you to write that stuff down. I want you to write that stuff down so that you can know and that you can understand that forgiveness has to abound inside of your heart. Forgiveness has to be there and come some kind of way, form, or fashion. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive one another. We have to forgive what that person said, how they said it, when they said it, how often they said it. We got to learn how to forgive some stuff. We got to let some stuff go. It's some things that were said to us or done to us in our childhood that is even hard for us to forgive. You gonna walk away from her? Get out on some too. Cause you can't hide behind the hair. I see you. Yeah. I see you. You got to see you for who you really are and not who you want to be or pretend to be. I'm talking to you. Yeah. Yeah. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. I want y'all, did you get yellow paper back? I want y'all to write down all this stuff. I want y'all to release these things that we may be able to get into a place of having mercy and grace on our own. Because don't y'all know that these things that we carry and hold on to, it hinders us from going to our next. We are delaying so much stuff that God want to give us that I don't want to delay no more. We think and believe because, you know, I don't want to do this. I want to deal with this. I want to deal with these people. I want to try something different. I want to do this. I don't want to do that no more. I don't know. We are not even sure about certain other things. We are not. You can still work for you. You can still work for you. God said he's going to open some doors for you. Watch. He's going to open some doors for you. And this time, be a good steward. Be a good steward. We want to be good stewards in the thoughts that God give us to get wealth. Because he gave man wisdom to get wealth. He's going to give you the wisdom that you need to approach people that only a few words is going to allow the deal to be complete. And I don't even know why I said that like that, but he told me to say it just like that. I'm giving it to you just like he said it. The deal going to be complete. It's going to be closed. You can still work for you. He going to open up some doors and some avenues that's going to bring you unlimited revenue. Watch what I tell you. You watch what I tell you. This time be a good steward. This time. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be a frivolous spender. Mm-mm. Sometimes you got to put some stuff in a cubby hole because if you don't, other folk are... wisdom. I'm going to pray God give you wisdom in every area. Every, especially your finances. Because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I want us to be prepared for stuff. She's still. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, precious. How you doing? I'm good tonight. You thought I was catching the head? I didn't get that name. Too close to my grandkids' name. Thank you, Jesus. What you looking at? Don't be scared. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. God is in the business of getting us right that we won't hinder nothing. I want any and everything that God has for me, you, him, her, that we, all of us. I do. I do. We always trying to fit in. I love you, Nicole, so much. We always trying to fit in because of our reasoning, ain't it? Mm-mm. We ain't got to do that. Let me play this song that he got on my heart. Let me get to it. Lord, give us that mercy and that grace heart as we write these things down. Touches in our hearts and our minds, Lord, that we won't even go through an identity crisis. Touch us today, God, that we may recognize who and what we are in you and our value that you have for us. Help us today, Lord, as we write these things down. giving y'all time to write this stuff down. Y'all know I ain't rushing nobody for to do anything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we be clouded in our minds. I want to make sure that I anoint everybody on today. Surrender it all to the Lord. Every thought, every problem, every concern, every fear, every tear, any and everything that we have down in the inside of our hearts and our minds that is hard for us and it's a struggle. I want y'all to give it all unto the Lord tonight. Give it unto the Lord right now. I don't want y'all to look at nobody else on the altar. Close your eyes. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing or how you're doing it. We need to get this thing on our own for ourselves. You have it all, God. You can have it all, God. I want to anoint you. Thank you, Jesus. We giving it all to you right now, God. Standing in the gap for any and everybody on this altar, God. We give you all of it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Any and everything that's troubling us is our little foreseen in our hearts and even in our mind. Any and everything, Father God, that causes it to be a strain on our brain, Father God, put us in a place of confusion or even doubt. We giving you all these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may continue to show us mercy and grace as we have mercy and grace on one another. Father God, there's so many things that we have experienced in our lives that we don't even talk about or talk to anybody about these things, Father God. And these things that we have been exposed to, Father God, has caused us to be in a place of bewilderment, Father God, sadness and despair. I'm asking you to lift it up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be in that place of depression. We would not be in that place of sadness. We would not be in that place of doubt, Father God, thinking and believing this when it is actually that. Oh God, we're asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we cast our cares at your feet, giving you all these problems and these concerns, Lord, these challenges that we have, Father God, and the people that we communicate with. Oh God, I'm asking you to detach any and every spirit that's not like you, God. I'm asking you to remove and sever any and every friendship, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to go into a place, Father God, where you don't want us to be. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would change our hearts on today, God, and give us a heart of flesh, Father God, that we may live and do just what you want us to do and how you want us to live, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would redirect some things in our lives, Lord, and not allow our perspective to cause us to go into a place of judging one another. Ha! Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to know that you love us, Father God, and you are the Akashande de Locosia, and Idioko Shande de Lacasia. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to detach any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has wrapped itself around us, God, and caused us to go into that place, Father God, where you are Bahashande de Lacasia. I'm asking you to shine your light in a place of that darkness, Father God, where we think and believe, Father God, that we are Akashande de Lacasia, that we are Mia Hashende Ho Ho Sana. Hold on. I'm standing in the gap for you. your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will loose the chains, Father God, and break the bands and bondage that we have amongst ourselves on today, God. Touch us in our minds, God. Touch us in our hearts, God. Touch us in our bodies, God. Let us get on the right track. Let us walk up the right road. Let us make sound decisions. Help us, Lord. Oh God, I ban and rebuke that spirit of offense on today. I ban and rebuke that spirit of rejection on today. I ban and rebuke that spirit of delusions and illusions. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch us in our thoughts, Lord. Hey! Oh, my mom, give us a heart of forgiveness, because some of us haven't forgiven when we thought that we should have been protected, and then we point the finger, we blame people because I'm like this because of what you allowed to happen to me. Help us on today, Father God, to forgive and get past some stuff, God. We casting it down at your feet. We laying it down at your feet right now, God, because we know that you can handle it. We cannot continue to carry this stuff, God, because it's too heavy. Help us on today, God. We crying out, God. We crying out today. Oh, mama, nidda loco shi. We crying out on today, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shidda loco, san nidda la casilla. Oh God, I bind and rebuke the spirit of disobedience and rebellion towards you. We casting our cares at your feet. We throwing it all down at your feet right now, God. We giving it all to you right now, God. All the stuff. Oh God, we giving it to you right now, God. Oh mama, nede loco, shan nede la casilla. Because so many times we feel like we're alone. So many times we think that we're walking this road all by ourselves. But Lord, you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So help us to get it right. Because we can't get it right on our own. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we need you like we never needed you before. Oh God. Oh mama, needed a kosha. Oh God, give us clarity in that thing that we do not understand. Give us that wisdom in that thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to approach it, Father God, with scrutiny. He says, scrutiny. Oh God, help us, Father God, to have the courage to simply say no when we need to say no. Give us the compassion and piety that we need to say yes when we need to say yes. Oh God, help us on today. You know each and every individual that's on this altar, Father God. You know us name by name. You know the hairs on our heads. You know what we need, what we don't need. You know it's better than we even know ourselves. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to allow your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan to be done in each and every last one of our lives, Lord, because it was intentionally purposed only for your purpose, God. Let us realize and recognize these things on today, Father God. I'm asking you to do it for us all, Father God, because I know that you have no respect of persons. Oh God, consider these prayers as on the altar, the ones that's in the inside that we never, ever even say anything about. I'm asking you to do it for us because we need your help. We need your help today because we can't do it on our own because we've been doing it so long. We didn't got so used to it until we just started enjoying it. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and uproot these seeds that has been planted that is not like you. Cleanse out our garden, which is our heart, Lord. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. Give us a fresh breath. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you want to. I love you guys, the bits and pieces.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hope it was something said on today that make us want to get in that place and be in that place of peace. Thank you, Jesus. 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 These are all your babies, Amy.
What?
Don't y'all know you can always talk to the Lord? And he like to talk back. Thank you, Jesus. No regret, no guilt or shame this time. No. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. To what the Lord has said unto us today. And let's not be so judgmental towards one another. That's right, Trinity. Move it out the way, baby. Her name is Trinity. How ironic. Wow. God knows. Thank you, Jesus. Prepare us today, Father God, in our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Jesus. That we may be able to endure, impress, and don't stop. And sometimes we got to encourage ourselves. For real. Thank you, Jesus. I hope it was something said on today that it encouraged you guys to have mercy and grace on one another. Don't be so opinionistic and so judgmental because of what a person's saying or how they act or what they doing. You know, don't get an enemy room. Don't feed into it. Don't be fussing and arguing with folk. Let them fuss and argue by themselves because they're going to have to shut up sooner or later. The devil gonna flee. Just don't you entertain it. For real, for real. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We want to get it right this time, y'all. When we leave here today, we want to leave here a new person. Thank you, Jesus. Being encouraged and knowing that God is not a God that shall lie, and neither can he die. If he said it, it is so. God got to prepare us sometimes he got to prepare us for what he say to us. He got to prepare our hearts and our minds. And we ain't got to defend ourselves or be so defensive. Stop trying to defend yourself. Oh, what's your name, baby? What's your name? Jan. Stop trying to defend yourself. You ain't got to defend yourself. Let people say and think whatever they want to do. It's okay. God accepts you just simply for who you are. Not what other people want us to be. No. know. You know who you are. Let's walk in the beauty of it, child. For real. We know what we can do. Sometimes life's challenges and experiences, it causes us again to put limits and boundaries, and then we start giving up, or we don't have that zeal to do it or go forward like we used to. I speak right now in the name of Jesus, revitalization in it all. How about that? Revive some things, Lord, within us, that we won't be in that low, dark place, walking through that tunnel blinded, not knowing or even understanding. I speak revitalization right now in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your angels on our behalf, that they may go out and perform that thing that you already declared and decreed for each and every last one of us individually, from the children all the way to the adults. In the name of Jesus. Because he knows. Everything that we're doing and going through right now, God already knew. He predestined it even before we was formed in the very bowels of our mama's belly. You are valuable. Are y'all listening? You are valuable. Our value is not predicated on what other people think and believe about us. Because in the midst of it, when we look too valuable, they'll reject us. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? It ain't that you rejected. That ain't the point. It ain't that you rejected. Is that God wants you to know that you're loved in spite of the rejection. How about that? How about that? Baby, sometimes we need to be rejected so that we can get in a place where God wants us to be, that we may understand why that person or that thing has rejected us, because they don't know or understand nothing but rejection. You give what you get. So if you only been rejected all your life, or been dismissed and all that, and that's all you getting, you ain't gonna know how to do nothing but give it to other folks, because that's all you ever received. But that ain't what you want. You really don't want to be rejected. You really don't want to. You can reject somebody that's inside of your life, that they have nothing but your best interest, but you will reject. We say self-sabotage, because that's what happens. We self-sabotage our own what? Being. And then there's the regrets. There's the, we're not doing it no more. That's why I pray what I pray. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And I know for sure and for certain that I could depend on you if I can't depend on nobody else. So if that person reject doing this and doing that, or saying this, or even loving me, I know I could depend on you loving me, because you love me so much that you told me that even the sin is not going to stop you from loving me. I hate your sin, but I still love you, because I see something in you that you don't see in yourself. You try. See, we put on chameleon suits and we put on masks and we try to hide behind what's real. Delusions and illusions. Did I talk about that this morning? But God sees what's inside of us that we can't see ourselves. He sees the beauty in us, the value. He sees our worth. But we can't see it ourselves. Why? Because I'm always rejected. You better be glad some folk did reject you. For real. You better be glad that person walked out of your life. You better be glad that person slid away or got away. Because he know what's best for you. God knows what's best for you. Everything was preordained and predestined even before we came into existence. He didn't come that we may be destroyed. He came that we won't destroy ourselves, y'all. And that's real talk. For real, for real. We destroy ourselves first in our minds. In our own thoughts. So help us today, Lord. Father God, I'm asking you to touch us, God. Touch us in our minds and our hearts, Lord, that we may go up the right road and not down the wrong track. It's a difference from a road and a track. I want to go down the road. I don't want to go down the track. Because tracks break. What? Railroad track, race track, all kind of danger happen. Baby, I want to go down a road. I don't want to go down no track. Help us to go down the right road and not the wrong track, Lord. Help us to understand our worth and our identities in you as having the beauty and the love from you. And I ain't looking for it for nobody else, because if I keep looking for it for somebody else, I'm going to get disappointed. Why? Because I feel like they are entitled because of their titles. Those titles is what causes us to put boundaries on folk as well as our own self. I'm removing the limits today. I was told by a prophetess that we so territorial. I'm not being territorial. How about that? Now, when we get territorial, we put limits. I'm removing the limits off of myself, because who am I? A child of God. And there's no limits with him. If it ain't no limits with God, why am I limiting myself? I'm not going to limit my belief no more, because if he said it, it is so. Are we ready? That's the thing. If not, Lord, help us to get ready. Help us to get ready. How about that? Because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Yeah, girl, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I just heard that for yourself. Did y'all hear what I say? For real, for real. I ain't just making this stuff up. I don't tell you stuff just to make you feel good, for real. Your friend or your boyfriend or your man, your husband, your woman, your kids can do that. I'm just keeping it real. That's all I can do. Because woe be unto me if I don't. And I'm scared of that. I don't know about nobody else. I'm scared straight. Thank you, Jesus. He the God of a second chance. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Some people gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. Thank you, Jesus. So you got rights. Y'all know y'all got rights, right? Y'all got rights in God. I preached a sermon. The name of it was Rites of Passage. Go on YouTube, y'all. Listen to some of these sermons, because it'll help us to continue to press. Rites of Passage. Ooh, that was a good one right there. To help us to understand and realize that we can be revitalized, y'all. For real, for real. I don't want nobody to come up in this piece and leave the same way. I want you to leave pondering and thinking about what the Lord said to you, for you, and over you. Because it's a guarantee. God cannot lie. He can't lie. Just be in expectation. Just be in expectation.